Hey everyone, I want to add a content warning, trigger warning, disclaimer, however you personally want to phrase it. This episode does involve topics not suitable for children. Hello everyone, and welcome back to Oh Snap, a true crime podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Snap. I'm back. I had my AC go out while living in Florida. There was a car accident that hit one neighbor's mailbox, then hit the neighbor across the street's house. I went away on a mini weekend trip with my sister-in-law. And then before I was about to release the episode, I realized most of it was just me explaining my disappearance in way too much detail. I was also upset with how little I spoke on the case. And something that's really bothered me is, with all of the research I've done, the documentary that I watched, I have nothing to say of the victim. I started this podcast wanting to give a name to the victims and give them the respect that they and their families deserve. So why is it so hard to find information on the victims, yet it is so easy to find information on the perpetrators? Moving past that, in this episode, I will be discussing the murder of William Henry Jennings. This case was suggested by Nate. Thank you so much, Nate, for the suggestion, and I hope you enjoy the episode. On September 19th, 1989, Patricia Joanne Wells Jennings beat her husband to death. She claimed that she found her 80-year-old husband, who allegedly suffered from Alzheimer's, unconscious. Patricia was a nurse, working at an elderly facility in North Carolina. This is where she met the recovering alcoholic, William Henry Jennings. Even though William was 73 and Patricia was 40, they became a couple and eventually wed. After the wedding, Patricia wanted to take over William's assets and took half of everything. Now, what bothers me is, in addition to taking his funds, she would lock him in hotel rooms alone for days at a time, while she would go out and spend his money on cars, expensive dinners, etc. Within less than the first year, she drained his accounts of $130,000. Patricia claimed that William had dementia, when in reality, she was drugging him to confuse and disorient him. William learned the truth that Patricia's a monster, and he lived in fear of her. One night, William decided not to take the pills that Patricia had been giving him. She began hitting and stomping on him while wearing cowboy boots. In addition to beating him, she sodomized him. This poor, older, frail man was tortured so relentlessly because he had no idea where else to go, and she just decided that she liked causing pain. Hours after the attack, she finally called for help. She claimed that he had only been out for about 10 minutes, but when paramedics arrived, they discovered William was already ice cold and rigor mortis was beginning to set in, which usually takes hours. William died of blunt force trauma. Patricia was 48 when she tortured and murdered her 80-year-old husband, William Henry Jennings. According to reports, there were bits of tissue and blood, including a pair of forceps, with tissue which was either a piece of his penis or a piece of an eyelid. Patricia claimed that William would self-mutilate during bouts of his dementia. Allegedly, he would yank his penis with pliers and pound his testicles with bricks. This is her side of the story. Patricia was sentenced to death in 1990, but was later retried and charges were changed to life in prison in 2013. It is said that she showed no signs of remorse in court. I am so upset by this case. I can't stand violence against children, animals, anyone with special needs of any kind, or the elderly. My grandfather passed away from dementia in 2018. This case was very hard for me because I kept thinking of him. I related him to William, and thinking of anyone doing this hurts me so bad. It was bad enough that she took advantage of this older man financially, But to go as far as drugging him to fake a serious illness and make him feel small or insignificant and then torture and murder him, I just can't imagine the fear that he felt. I'll include my link tree in the show notes so you can follow social media platforms if you'd like. You can email osnapatruecrimepodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, my loves, snap out of it.
You took my mother's oldest grandchild from her, and for that I can never forgive you. I hope you can deal with what you've done. Jeffrey, I hate you!
This defendant will never again see freedom.
Crimatorium translates to a place where crime resides. Your host, Madeline, guides the listener through sensitive topics such as murder, domestic abuse, child neglect, missing persons, and more. Take the next step and subscribe to Crimatorium via your favorite podcast platform. Crimatorium is also available on YouTube. Join me in the place where crime resides.
Almost always after I was either physically or in some other way